and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. You got to help.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, yes. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go pick really big.
Message erased.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the you won't let them.
Dave, and this is Dave and Giggles. Shut that, did you lock it? All right, here we go. All right, you there, buddy? Giggles. Talk it up, buddy. Let's try this again with him. All right. So, you are now listening to the Dave and Giggles show. And when we get everything squared away, because everything is kind of a little bit last minute right now, we will get this ball rolling. Dylan,
hi.
What's happening, buddy?
How are you, Dave?
Good, if your mic was up. There it is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. There I am.
Giggles, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, there you go. There you are. Perfect.
Yeah.
It takes us a minute.
Yeah, it takes us a minute.
We're slow
to
get
going. We're not going to be 100% from the get-go.
No, not at all. Everyone decided to stand this show.
I don't know why. It's a new, like...
Why did you decide
to... It's a new technique for me. I don't know. I feel like I might doze off.
You don't have
off.
To stand. So,
you can sit, you can stand.
Yeah, so...
It just feels weird.
Giggles.
Because you're usually so much higher up than me. I feel like I'm in court, yeah, that's like what I was saying.
Hell yeah,
all right, I can sit back down.
You can sit down, yeah.
All rise.
Giggles. You
yes.
there? All right, so a little tip for today. We were standing outside having a beer, and this guy comes up to us and tells us all something about Beijing, and we're like, hey, you want to come on the show? Here he is.
He's
we
here.
Have like, we have yeah. Jordan in studio, and he lived in Beijing for a while. Now he's living in Cleveland.
No, I'm living in Dayton. I don't know where I'm living, really.
Nobody knows.
I'm just sort of roaming around.
A drifter.
He may be staying in the studio for a little bit.
I'm staying in a fire spinning studio.
What was a Hulk? David Banner. That's what we're going to call you, David Banner. You're the drifter that we don't know anything about.
He's full of gamma radiation, too. I can see him.
Yeah.
Starting to bust out of his shirt.
Turn off the AC, make everyone happy.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. This is the Dave and Giggles show. You could call in 718-928. 9RFB, or what is the actual full number?
Did I catch a 9
No,
right there?
That's not the right number. The number is
732.
Yeah, 9718-928-9732. It's really loud.
So is Jordan Chinese or is he American? Give me a little look.
He's American.
I am American. I'm from Ohio. I guess you can be Chinese.
We're waiting on the DNA test, I think.
Yeah. We don't really know what I am.
Nobody does.
So tell us a little about living in China. What was that like? We want to know.
Beijing's a party.
Big party town.
It's massive. I mean, it's a massive party town. You're in the middle of 21 million people.
Jesus.
And every as far as the expat, like the foreigners who live there, everyone's sort of going through the same struggle that everybody else is dealing with, so everybody comes, like, you get really close, make excellent friends really fast, and
you're kind of forced to.
Yeah, you're forced to, and every night it's
communism,
like,
right? It's communism.
Well, not even communism. It's just how the way of life goes.
I don't know where that came from.
It's like
they force you to do things in communism, right?
Like
be friends with people you don't want to be friends with.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I figured that's what happens.
I think is that why nobody wants it?
Yeah, I think so. Because they don't want to be forced to be friends.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm down with that. Yeah.
So you're living there. Is there like a whole bunch of expat bars where you can walk in?
Yeah, massive expat bars.
Is there a bar called The Expat?
I would go there.
There's a place called Dada, which is, I don't even know what that means, but that's where everybody goes to
drink.
Do drugs.
Get drugs.
But drugs a lot.
A lot of Molly, I bet.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, not as much as you do, but
and
a touch. Dropping the
bucket. That place gets raided nonstop.
I bet.
I mean,
well, they probably don't like Americans there, do they?
No. I mean, they don't. Not. They love us. They like basketball. They're all about it.
Everything in China made in the United States? Like when you buy stuff.
This is weird. So if you say you were to buy a pair of Nikes, right? Yeah. It's made there, but
go to the factory, the outlet store.
It's
must
made
be
there, but they import it into. The U.S. and then they export it back to China, and then so if you get a U.S. pair of Nikes, it's double the price that you would get here first because it's imported.
It's got a lot of taxes on it,
and then everybody buys it. So
it's got a lot of miles on it already.
It's got a lot of miles, a lot of slow boat miles.
True.
Yeah. So You're living there. What are you doing in Beijing?
I was filming documentaries.
Okay.
I hosted a travel show also. It was sort of... I was working for this really weird company, and...
Plug them. Give us the plug.
Give us the plug. Who are they? Are they hiring?
No. They might be hiring, but I would not... we'll to be honest, I wouldn't work for them.
No.
I think it's a... this is a conspiracy, but it's a...
give us a conspiracy.
I think it's a government official, like, to funnel money through, like...
Really? So, like your production company, you're saying...
Not mine.
Not yours, but yeah. The one that you were working with works with the Chinese government.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
In your estimation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They work with the Chinese government, and then they're, like, going back and forth between the American, and then they're, like, just transfer money around?
They said that they were they were the only independent Chinese production company, but there was always, like, outside of the government, like... but there was always government officials there. It was censored. It was
making a lot of propaganda films.
Yeah, essentially, that's what it was.
Is that what you were doing? Like a lot of propaganda films?
Not really. It got weird because, like, I started getting my own travel show, and they were like, produce it, direct it, you know, keep going with this. And
they give you a team.
Yeah, they gave me a team, and we started, like, getting pretty wild, like, to where, like, there was no quality control. So, like, we released this one episode where there's cussing and stuff, and they got binged because it played in America, UK, and some of the Southeast Asia. And so it got dinged because nobody was checking, like, the top.
They didn't care over there.
Yeah, they didn't care.
So when it got over here, it just was like, what are you guys
doing?
They're
like, why are you saying, you know, F-bombs and stuff? And they were like, whoa, like, what are you doing? Like, we're like, well, but online, everybody liked it. So, I mean, over there, everybody liked it. So we were like, well, obviously, you know, we're getting like.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
That was weird. So the team that.
That's why we're here.
The team was called Bigwe. That we formed a team into Bigwe, and it sort of turned into like this rogue side piece of like doing these weird.
Kind of like The Wire.
Trying.
Or The Shield.
I wish it was on that level, but definitely not.
All right, so you have this little rogue unit that's going out and filming a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And most of it's going on air or online?
It went online, and then we got dinged, and then it was just online.
Okay.
And
tell us about the ding. Like, what happens when they ding you?
All right,
you get killed ding in Beijing, China, right?
Don't ding in China.
Don't ding in Beijing, right?
Yeah,
that's the motto. Yeah. Beijing.
No, I guess it was in the U.S. We didn't. Oh. I guess we like somebody said that there was cussing in this program, and it's not allowed on this channel.
Which makes sense. It's America. They don't want any of that stuff. So what is China say to you?
They didn't even know which words we weren't allowed to say. So they had somebody Google the words that you can't say on TV.
Okay.
And
The George Carlin.
Basically, yeah. And then I read them out loud in the editing, place.
I imagine as long as you're not speaking ill of the Communist Party there, you can say whatever you want, right?
They don't fucking care. Yeah.
Well, neither do they in here. They don't.
About to get dinged, bro.
About to get dinged.
We should have a bell in here that we just ring every time we. Yeah.
Do you have sound bites?
They're not the best.
No, don't ask. Yeah.
Of what? What are we looking for?
A ding every time there's a.
Don't. This is gonna take too. This is gonna take too long. Don't do this.
Yeah. There you go. Nice. Got dinged.
Ding. Got dinged.
So, Jordan, tell us the most important, like, not the most important, but, like, one of the most, like, the weirdest, besides it being, like, a government conspiracy, what was, like, the weirdest thing that happened when you guys were filming? Because when you're filming, you got cameras. Anybody wants to be on in front of the camera. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. Here's my restaurant or here's my my friend's cafe. Let me take you to this place. Like, give us a, you know,
question. Solid question.
Thank you.
Let me think.
You don't have to answer that, by the way.
No, yeah. The weirdest thing that happened. You know. I mean, this wasn't when we were while we were filming. So the Hutongs. I lived in the Hutong, and the Hutong is the alleyways in the center of Beijing. It's like the old houses.
Is it like a poorer section?
No, the Hutongs are it's not poor. There's very old houses, and they're, I mean, it's sort of like, it's like the hipster, like, yeah. That's where everyone lives.
Is it easy to steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi there? I feel like it
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. But, like,
And cable.
Like,
late 90s,
there's probably
really
one
easy.
Person paying for, like, five blocks,
well,
right?
You get free cable. I mean, like, not...
Oh, really?
State issued. So
communism, bro. Communism.
That's why I love it. We need it.
Yeah.
Free cable. Free Wi-Fi, I bet.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So tell us about the hutong.
Oh, the hutong. Okay. So,
oh,
like,
right.
I don't know. Like, you just see, like, weird stuff. Like, weird shit. Like, guys, he's, like, one time he was riding down the street in his bike. He had a live fish in one arm, smoking a cigarette, and, like, just smiling. He looked like the happiest guy in the world. Like,
they gotta be.
I mean, like, he had life.
Living
he had,
in
like,
communist
his,
life.
He had his shirt off and, like, you know, and they call it the Beijing belly, so you always see Chinese dudes, and they have their shirts. Like, you know, this is radio. You can't see it. Yeah, you have their bellies out, and they're patting it, and they're like,
they're
smiling.
They're loving life.
And
wow, Beijing belly.
Yeah,
that's a good dish.
Beijing
right?
belly.
Yeah.
Somebody's making a calendar out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
The Beijing belly.
Just a bunch of like Chinese dudes with their shirts off.
I can see that.
I like that.
So you're living there, and you're seeing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And you're making these films, right? Or these like. Some kind of pieces to put online.
Yeah.
What was the travel stuff about? Like, what did you go do there?
One was we went to a village. And so because it's a village out in the middle of the mountains and out of Beijing, probably, I think, like 4-hour drive in the middle of nowhere.
From the Hutong.
From the Hutong.
Hutong.
And,
Hutong.
And these, so all the young and everybody's basically going to Beijing to get jobs and, you know, everything else. But there's
a lot
people.
Of people there, right?
Yeah. 21 million.
So
wow.
Yeah.
There's that many jobs in Beijing?
Yeah, there's
tons.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go on.
So we go out to this vanishing village and this village, Shuiyu, is disappearing because everybody's leaving, but the old people are left there. So really with the old people... They're, you know, 85, 90 years old. Once they die, this village is going to be gone.
Just done.
I mean, there's no reason for people to live there. This is pretty cool. So I was filming this, and one of the guys, he could recite. I mean, I'm horrible. I don't know basketball.
No,
this guy. This
Not
guy,
a basketball show.
This
so
guy
you're
could,
cool.
Yeah, that's good. This guy could recite, like, all the guys' names from his favorite team, the Celtics.
The Celtics,
and,
yeah, sure.
He was like saying like LeBron James is, you know, he's nowhere near Michael Jordan. And this guy's 7 years old.
I like him already.
Yeah, like, he's speaking truth.
Yeah, he's living in the middle of nowhere. You know, he puts coal under his bed to heat himself during the winter, and he knows all about these basketball teams.
You gotta try
that's,
that.
It's pretty wild. You should do that. Mix it with mud.
Yeah.
Mix it with mud?
Yeah, mix it with
mud.
There's
already a lot of mud down there, so yeah. It's still cold.
You could do.
You sleep on the dirt floor, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I mean, it's a mud floor.
A mud
floor.
Well,
water.
I mean,
water.
You know, when it rains, you got mud.
Yeah. But yeah, because I don't have a roof, so
So how many episodes did you make before, like, all right, so what happened? Why did you come back?
I left because, I don't know, I just...
Shit got weird.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to get... There's a lot of people that get stuck out there, too. It's like I don't know.
A lot of aging expats. Just kind of
they
like,
call it. They call it the Szechuan stick.
Yeah, you get stuck. The Szechuan stick.
You get stuck.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. That makes sense. Then you get.
You're gonna get dinged for that one.
We got dinged for that one.
Yeah, they're not gonna let you play that on Chinese airwaves.
Yeah, I didn't want to get stuck.
So how do you get in the country though? Do you just like what did you? What process did you have to go through?
You had
like,
pledge allegiance to communism.
Did you? Are you like? Are you a communist?
No, I actually, yeah. I met a guy at school, university, Ohio University, and he was a Chinese guy, and I sort of took him under my wing. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to show you America. I took him to Pennsylvania. We shot guns.
And
New
that's
York.
America.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, hey.
And that ends there.
and he was like, I'm going to show you China. And nice. He flew me out there, and I graduated, so I was like, well, I try to find a job, and I did, so...
That's pretty cool story.
Yeah. I mean
yeah, you just went out there on a whim basically.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And check it out.
Yeah, 3 years later, now I'm
so you were there for 3 years.
Actually 3 years, you know what? Tomorrow it'd be 3 years.
Tomorrow.
And
so at midnight we'll celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So why are you in New York? What are you doing in New York? When we found you on the street, David Banner.
Yeah. He was looking for China. I think he was looking for the train to China. Like, hey,
Midnight
train to China.
Actually, I took a bus from Cleveland out here and called the Great Wall bus tours, and it was all trains.
It's getting really weird.
I was like, I was like, what?
I feel like those buses. Those buses are scarier than the buses in China.
I was reading the reviews on it, and it's not that bad. Yeah, I mean, it's $50 from Cleveland.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. And what are you going to expect for that? I mean,
that's not bad.
I
mean, they give you Wi-Fi.
You can't expect
that?
To survive. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
no, not for $50.
No.
From Ohio to New York, that is cheap.
Yeah, I mean,
that is dirt cheap.
Well, that Greyhound, what that guy got? There was a dude that got the cap.
That was up in Canada. That was in Canada. Yeah. Some
from
dude.
What? Was it like another person on the bus that kept it? Because people get antsy when they're trying to get in that bathroom.
That's true. Yeah, when they really got to go.
Bathroom situation.
Yeah, some dude decapitated somebody, and then they like the police came, and he was like holding the head up against the window.
Was it a couple years ago. Were they over the head count on the bus? And it's like,
take his head off.
Hey, all right, cool. All right, we can.
All right, we're good now. We can go.
Jeez.
Ding.
Does that count as two, though?
That's a double ding.
Double ding.
All right, so you've come back from Beijing.
Just here.
To, you go to Hawaii or Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then you come here.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of bouncing around.
Well, I was in Cleveland because I'm filming some stuff before the RNC. And, I was filming something about, like, the Tamir Rice and, like, the 12-year-old that got shot. And there's another account. It was, like, 131 shots. Fired after a police pursuit.
Which one's this one?
I don't remember. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, we don't know the headlines. We just read them.
Yeah,
just have the headlines.
This activist, he was showing me around, like, basically all, like, the police brutality thing. He was, and running up to the RNC, and they're preparing to protest it. And that's what the whole story was about.
So when did you get back from Beijing?
I got back in March.
March. So you were there when Trump announced that he was going to run.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of him saying China, China, China.
Yeah.
What is the perception of us, or at least this debacle in China?
People, you know, that was probably the most embarrassing thing to try to explain to people.
That's a ding.
You're like, people are like, so is Trump really going to be, and not just Chinese people. It's, you know, it's. People from the UK, people from, you know, all over Europe, you know, all over the world. And they're like, do you think Trump's going to actually make it? And they're worried.
They're fearful.
Yeah. They were like, do you really think that's going to happen? Like, I don't want that guy behind the button. You know, it's like,
nobody does.
It's like, that's,
you shouldn't be near any buttons.
What really frightened me is like, for the longest time, I was like, this is just, you know, this is entertaining.
Exactly.
And then Brexit happened.
Yeah.
So there is a chance. A chance that he could get in there.
People do things like that.
So I don't know. Yeah. But I'm interested.
You can't really trust humans to make smart decisions.
No, it's true.
You know, like on a whole.
Yeah.
When the media just pumps stuff in your face, like it, you know, they control what you see.
Sure.
I mean, you know this.
We're the media.
You know, we're not talking about anything new.
We're controlling a lot of people's thoughts. Right?
Exactly. And, you know, all media is biased these days. There's nobody saying...
Everything is biased.
So you're going to listen to what you want to listen to, and that's it.
The unbiased stuff is boring.
I know.
It's like PBS. Who
Ding
wants to
that one.
That?
Jesus.
A radio show where all the hosts agree with each other.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a really good time.
Defer on your opinion.
Pick up guys off the street.
Yeah.
So you working on a doc now, or are you just kind of hanging out?
I was shooting shorts. Like, so they were... I'm working on a doc in Dayton, Ohio. That's where I'm from, Dayton, Ohio, and working on one
big college football town, right?
Dayton,
Ohio. No. I know. No,
yeah. Oh,
no.
That's Columbus. Columbus. OSU. Yeah, yeah. Dayton is more
from?
Basketball.
Dang me.
Yeah,
it's not a sports show.
No, not a sports show. I don't know anything about college football, but go on. So you were saying?
No, just I was filming one about heroin. It's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Big deal.
It's getting big nowadays.
Yeah.
We were just working on a heroin
intervention.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Stop. It's not fun.
We were just working on heroin.
Yeah.
We were just doing heroin before the show.
Yeah, that's what you caught us right after we did it.
That's why I couldn't open the door. Even though I was asleep in front of it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Jeez. It's really no laughing matter here. But somebody was saying that the heroin and meth epidemics in America are like a big thing now. Like they're kind of like they're hoping that they just like, you know, ride the wave out and just get done with it. But like for right now, it's just like it's killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's because it made it to the suburbs.
Well, and it. Yeah, I mean, and everyone, like, when I was in China, I mean, everybody I talked to, you know, I'd see things on Facebook.
Everybody did it.
This, well, no, but...
that's how we get it. They make it.
They make it. Yeah. China makes everything.
Yeah.
Well,
they
when I was
in... heroin.
They call it what?
No. No, saying that.
All right, so go on.
I was on Facebook, and it was like, this person's dying, like, this person just got caught selling it. And I'm just like seeing all these people like being affected by it. And then I started really looking into it. And it's like, you know, four or five, like everybody I talked to about it, four or five people either know somebody that OD'd or are addicted to it now.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's, I guess I'm looking into it now. There's two twins that I found they're doing, they spent 12 years in prison. And they got an education in prison, and now
just
they
by doing it, or were they selling?
They were selling. Well, they were addicts themselves, but they were selling crack cocaine, and they got dinged for that.
They got dinged. Get dinged.
Just like how many years?
But I mean,
spend.
In intervention, they basically were saying that you start out, you hurt yourself,
yeah.
Then you go and you go to get some painkillers, you get addicted to them.
Widely prescribed.
Then it's harder to get that. Yeah. So, but it's, and then it's easier and cheaper to get heroin.
Yeah.
So they just turn to heroin.
Yeah.
And that's the most, that's the people I've talked to that have been addicted to it. That's definitely.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody. I mean,
get that guy.
Most
get
of
that
it.
Thing. Get it.
Yeah. Like, it's so easy to get painkillers. You just walk into a doctor's office and say,
sure.
It hurts.
Yeah. But I mean, they have like some kind of like, oh, this guy's addicted. We need to start weaning him off.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
not. I don't think they care too much. Who knows?
Well, they say
who the dealers?
They, or? Being the media, say that the codeine or hydrocodone.
Hydrocodone
is more of a problem now than any other drug because it's like prescription strength painkillers, and people love them. You know?
Yeah.
You guys were just talking about this, weren't you?
Yeah, it's really good. No, we weren't. We weren't talking about that specifically.
I'm just throwing random facts your way.
You're doing really good. You're really doing good.
Thanks, man.
What is it? Fentanyl.
Fentanyl is a new drug. That's what Prince died.
That's what everybody's.
It was that stuff that killed Michael Jackson
yeah. too. I think. Yeah. But it's really funny. Pretty sure.
It's like a prescribed like.
It's hardcore.
Right?
It's like super hardcore.
Yeah.
But it's really funny that Prince died. Not that was
that's
funny.
Not funny.
You're always
but
laughing about
when
that.
Prince died. Fentanyl just blew up, and everyone wants it.
It got expensive.
It got expensive, and people just want it because. People
they
want new
Prince.
Drugs. They want to be Prince.
It's terrible. What was that? What was the crazy? I mean, if we're just talking about weird drugs, what was the crazy dude on a crocodile or something or bath salts in Miami? The guy that was eating the person.
Oh yeah,
like, cops rolled up on the his face. He was eating somebody's face.
And it's also Florida.
Florida has a lot to do with that.
Sure. Yeah, but that was probably.
Florida.
One of the best news day stories, I think.
It goes on and on.
That went on for a while, and it was like
the life of that story.
Like, the life of that story.
Infinite.
Will go on forever.
Yeah, I mean, if that guy didn't eat that face at that moment, that drug would still be unknown.
Yeah,
he gave that
we'd
drug a name.
We'd all be doing bath salts.
Like, I heard there's a story about a face eating like aspect of this drug, but I don't believe it.
No.
But he
do you
did
think
it.
That like stopped the sort of the rush of bath salts? Because everybody's like, "Whoa, I really don't want to go
it
that far."
It curbed it a bit.
It did curb it a little bit. That was one where people were like, "Ooh, maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe not going to try that."
It was like going to
next weekend.
It was like going to Chipotle after the E. coli thing.
Right.
So
everyone
kind of
backed off.
I heard you eat faces after this burrito.
Yeah, and then they started giving away burritos for free, and we're like, they're not such bad guys.
They're basically drug dealers.
They are. They are. So here we are. I am Dave, and Giggles is here. We have Dylan in studio, and we found Jordan, a.k.a. David, what do they call him?
David Banner.
David Banner,
David
outside,
Banner.
Who's wandering around Bushwick.
Yeah.
Wandering, yeah.
And,
so he was looking, I think he was looking
it's
for
so
the
Brooklyn.
Show.
It is really, Why did you stop and just kind of hang out?
I saw you guys, it was a bike shop, and you guys were drinking beers, and I mean, I'm staying right across the street, too.
It's true.
And I was like, just got a pizza. I was like, cool.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for Jordan here.
Yeah, what's up?
Jordan, so, you know, it seems like this, I've seen it before because you seem like a person who's done a little traveling by yourself. Tell me sort of the experience of traveling by yourself and why people shouldn't be afraid to do it.
In 30 seconds or less.
Yeah.
Go.
the experience of traveling by yourself and why people shouldn't be afraid to do it. What do you want to say? You really find yourself. And
it's true,
you do. You find yourself?
Get deep, bro. Yeah,
I'm still looking. I mean, obviously, you know, I found you guys.
You found us.
I think when you're traveling alone, you have a tendency to talk to people more.
Yeah, for sure. And you can talk, and you can, I don't know, if you don't have to go by somebody else's schedule. Like, you know, right. there's been loads of times where I just didn't do anything all day. I mean, like, you know, like, yeah. I mean,
I don't need to travel to do that, though.
Yeah, I know, but like,
you don't do that every day.
With you're with somebody else. Yeah, like, my friend just left yesterday, actually, and he was from New York, and you know, we were doing stuff nonstop, and today I just
did nothing.
Yeah, I did nothing.
Right. And look what it resulted in.
Looking for jobs.
Yeah. And here we are.
Yeah, and
looking for jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll get you a radio show.
Yeah, there we go.
There it is.
You're hired.
You're hired.
Yeah. I was down here and talk, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can just do your own thing and
I totally agree.
I think it makes sense
because I mean if I go traveling with one other person, I usually end up talking to like a couple people.
Yeah,
but if I'm alone, I'll talk to constantly talk to people.
Yeah,
and then if I'm alone also, you have a tendency to want to talk to girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Or guys, depending on which way you go.
I feel like these cities that you frequent prefer when you travel with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, leave me alone. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Why didn't you bring someone this time?
I think I think people are afraid to travel by themselves because they're like so worried about like what the possibilities that'll happen. They're just like, oh my God, I'm scared, but the world's not that bad.
It's not that bad, except now everyone's afraid of America and they don't want people coming here.
This is the scariest place on Earth.
Scariest place. All right, so who put out things against America saying, be advised?
The Bahamas.
Bahamas.
There's a few others.
And there's a few other ones.
Yeah.
Like, don't go there. If you get questioned by police, just be courteous and don't say anything.
Exercise extreme caution when interacting with police officers.
Taste of our own medicine, as you said before.
Yeah, it is.
Really,
I feel
wild.
Like, I mean, I really haven't wanted to chime in on this subject because, like, I'm a person of, you know, non-color. Like, I'm a white person. So I'm like, let me just chill out. I don't need to tell anybody my opinions on this. You know, I'll just, like, you know, I've got my opinions on guns, but I don't really need to, like, make a blanket statement on Facebook.
Which is what white people do, kind of. They're like, this car isn't my fight, so I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. They're not speaking up. I forgot what my point was there. But I was just like, I do remember. Is anytime, even as me as a white person dealing with cops, I'm not going to do anything like, you know, I'm not going to talk back. I'm going to pull over to a safe area. I'm going to leave my lights on. I'm going to put my hands on the wheel. Like, you just go by the book. Like, they're the ones in control. As long as you're not doing something, you know, I don't know.
Sure.
But you're also white.
Yeah.
But you're also white.
Right. Yeah. So there's that. So like, I get it that it's a different, you know, experience for people of color. It has to be, you know, because I think people maybe, you know, and everybody's got like, everybody doesn't want to, like, I think a lot of people don't want to say what they really feel about racism because like it might bring up some, you know, some tough stuff, you know, like they might say, I said something years ago and, you know, I don't want to be known for that. Or I don't want people, you know, hanging that over my head. But, you know,
like
I
Mark
grew up
Furman.
In the South.
Like Mark Furman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I am knee deep in the OJ ESPN. That's pretty good. Mark Furman, I kind of feel bad for him, but he's still like a horrible person.
Yeah.
Still a racist.
Yeah. Once a racist, always a racist.
I guess that's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he was going for there. I just don't know. I can't figure him out.
No, neither can I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really mind-boggling, that whole thing. And that happened 20 years ago. And it's still
relevant today because it was inspired by events that took place in an interaction between white police officers and a black suspect that sparked the riots and sparked the sentiment that ultimately led to O.J.'s acquittal. Right. So it's
but it's, that's it's the a, weird, yeah, that's the whole yeah. thing is that they yeah. made that whole case about race.
Yeah.
But O.J. was more of a white person than we would ever be. Like that exactly. guy lived in a white community.
He didn't
like hang out with anybody who's black.
He came up. To anyone at home who's watched the documentary, when he rose to prominence through college football and he was getting into the NFL. A lot of it was during a turbulent time in American history where there was all these there's a lot of civil upheaval, and he was approached by a bunch of very prominent black
Muhammad Ali,
Joe Brown, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, they all said, "Hey, OJ, hop on board. We want to
We
need us to push this, this momentum. Give us some momentum to our cause of, civil rights." And he just was like, "Nah, I don't want anything to do with that.
I don't want anything to do with
it. I'm OJ. I'm just the guy that everyone loves."
The best thing I took away so far from the ESPN OJ doc was when he had his chase, went back to his house, and then he got arrested and then taken away. They were bringing him out, and everyone was cheering on OJ. Uh-huh. Do you remember this at all?
Yeah, definitely.
He was cheering on OJ, and he turned to the cop next to him and goes,
"Oh yeah,
what are all these black people doing in Brentwood?" Yeah. He didn't say black people though.
Yeah. No, he was
seriously.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. The story of
it. Yeah, it's disturbing, and it's bizarre that it's such a landmark thing for our country.
Watershed case.
Yeah, it really is. And then in the end, he's doing 30 years for something he probably should do 30 days
stealing
for.
Stealing his own shirts. Stealing his own t-shirts.
Yeah. So he got his comeuppance, I suppose. Yeah. But
did you see that rap or what was that? That music video he made.
Yeah, I think this is some of the stuff he did when he was in Miami, right? When he was just...
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I know he did the show, right? Like, he wanted to do a pilot.
Juiced?
Yeah, Juiced. I think it was part of Juiced, He was basically like a 40, 50-year-old man just doing stuff that like a 20-year-old would be doing. Like, drinking excessively and making some bizarre, videos.
But he was like pranking people, right?
He was like Tom Green, but with OJ.
He'd come out and be like, "You've been juiced!"
Yeah, he was like in the street, like begging for change, and he'd be like, "You've been juiced."
That sounds terrible. Do you think people ever come up to him in private and be like, "Yo, did you do it? Come on, you can tell me."
I'm sure all the time.
Or if they don't say anything, they always have that look in their eye that's like, "You did it, didn't you? You did it."
He told his agent actually in that series. The agent asked him a question of like, "Did you do this, OJ?" And I think OJ's response was something along the lines of just like. Maybe it was like something like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that in that ESPN doc where everyone who was on board with him at first, after time, they were man. Oh, can't do it anymore, OJ. I can't be on your side. This is really bad. Especially the cut on his finger where that night after he got arrested, everyone asked him about the finger and he kept changing his story.
Yeah.
I broke it on glass. Yeah. I broke it chipping golf balls. Yeah. I did it.
I think if you lie, you just tell a bunch of other lies, if you come out with the truth straight up, if he didn't really kill, who knows, but if he didn't really, kill his wife,
isn't that the name of
her
book?
Lover?
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good talking about news from 1995.
we'll get this. This is not
the masses are hungry for this stuff.
They are.
Yeah, they love news stories from
OJ has not been beaten to death yet. This is the people are out there so hungry. How come we're so fascinated? This is the most beaten to death story
in
the history of news.
We're
still hungry for more shit. I watched 8 hours of this crap. I was this is great stuff.
I'll watch more if they put it out.
Yeah, I know. We watched the freaking show on FX, and then we watched the whole ESPN documentary.
Yeah.
I've seriously, spent the last, 20 hours of my recent life, in addition to, 50 hours, and I was like,
why are they doing that, though? Why are they,
it's so hot. It's so hot.
I don't know. Is he
need more money?
He's in jail.
Yeah, I don't think he's making money off shit.
Somebody's making money off of it, then. Who's telling the story?
Networks
are.
Yeah, the networks are making money off this. The news is still making money off this.
The agent that was like, he did it.
Yeah, he made so much.
Pretty much.
I know he's got a lot of back tabs.
F. Lee Bailey just filed for bankruptcy.
I heard that, yeah.
So that's interesting. That's one of the trial lawyers.
One of the Dream Team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the Dream Team.
Dream Team.
It's a good team.
It was a good team. Of lawyers. In that doc, the ESPN doc, F. Lee Bailey was one of the only ones. who showed up, but also Sheck showed up.
I think Sheck showed up. Yeah.
But he was the only one who was like going to still believe the idea that OJ is innocent.
Yeah.
Sheck was just like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah. Sheck was, well, he was like the science guy. He came in just to strictly debunk all the DNA of it.
Yeah.
So he could just stick to that like narrative about the DNA, and it's not very hard. But
and Marsha, I still feel bad for Marsha.
Marsha Gay Harding?
No, Marsha Clark.
Yeah.
No, Marsha Clark. Who's Marsha Gay Harding?
She's an actress on like Law and Order.
She would
You were close. You were close.
She would be.
But she's just like, I can't anymore.
Do you know what time it is?
She fought a good fight.
Right now?
You know what time it is?
Right now?
It's Olympics time.
Oh, Olympics time.
Let's talk Olympics.
Do I have button for that?
Was OJ in the Olympics?
Dave and Giggles. Week in review. Week in review. OJ he did run the torch for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Through Los Angeles, the 84 Olympics, right? Yeah.
So are we going to have the Olympics?
They're canceled, right? The mosquitoes canceled them?
The mosquitoes canceled them. They're just not ready.
What? Oh, they're not ready too.
Right? Zika.
But they're never ready. Zika. They're never. I mean, like the Russia was kicking out people, you know, days before they had events. You know, I think that's
The brown water too. So.
Well, Russia's screwed. Russia's screwed. They're not like competing in a lot of events.
Or they got disqualified.
But I think the whole
juicing.
The whole heart of the Olympics, I think, is ruined now because like you had Beijing, you had Russia, and you're having Rio now. I think they go to these cities and they just like, you know, eminent domain. They just blast, you know, and they bulldoze every place. And they're like, all right, we're going to build a stadium here. And then we're going to have an event for a few weeks and then nothing. And they try to fill like the hype of that event in that city. But like thousands of people lost their houses, you know, and they just throw so much money.
Get,
and you're like,
they get free tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free tickets.
Yeah.
The World Cup didn't bring Brazil much.
Oh, yeah. Those,
no.
They're all empty. All those stadiums are empty.
Yeah, those stadiums are empty.
Just,
and like,
they're full of like...
During the World Cup, it was just like, if you were white, you were getting robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all full of stagnant water now, so I think they're all just like mosquito
Zika.
Hatches.
That's where the Zika was for.
That's all coming from.
Yeah.
Deformed.
Yeah, I was talking to a Brazilian the other day, and they said that they don't think it's going to happen.
Really?
And, they were just like, it's not going to happen. I don't think they're going to pull together.
I think you were getting a Brazilian, and then you
thought... Oh, yeah, that's right.
We can't do this.
We ain't going to do this, Mr. Dave.
So we can't do this. I don't have enough wax.
We can't do this.
So what would happen?
Too much hair. Too much hair.
Too much hair.
It's fucking rainforest down there.
For a fact that all the biking, like they have the biking that where you go around in a circle. Bike messengers.
Tetradome.
They never built that stadium, so that's not happening.
Huh.
Yeah.
And like, there's other things that just didn't get built, and they're not going to be ready in time for a lot of the events.
So, what would the world do if the Olympics?
I think it would be
they could rerun what was the last one? Can't
just
run
the Beijing one.
They could just play the sob stories the whole time, right?
That would be pretty good. I'll watch those. That's what's the best part of
the
Olympics
anyway. Yeah.
Watching the stories leading up, and then they don't win, and you're like,
or they would just play. Like...
So Michael, Phelps
I think
just...
if I was the president of Brazil or the president of the Olympic Committee, I'd just be like, hey, listen. The stadium's not built, but we're just going to do it right here.
That'd
you got
fun.
The cameras, set it up. Like
there you go.
It's like,
then there was also
the spirit of like global harmony is to be like, yo, let's set it up right here. Let's do whatever we got to do. The competition, we're going to wrestle in the middle of the street. Let's do it.
That'd be cool.
That would be good.
That would be cool.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
It's so commercialized and it's so like hyped up and it's got to be like, you know, the biggest star in front of the TV at the time and the dancing people. And I'm like, you guys are pissing away money. Like
exactly.
The real thing is like the game is the event.
It's true. I'm on board with
all
this.
The bullshit, the stories,
but that's,
you know,
like the last
the
fired up.
And the,
fired up.
I'm fired up about the Olympics.
Fired up. But the other interesting thing that I was talking to this Brazilian, they said that there was also a thing where the Olympics sent them a whole bunch of cameras. And then a mob came in and robbed all the cameras.
Of course.
So now all those cameras are gone. They're going to have to send all new ones, which will probably get robbed again.
I'm going
to
buy some cheap Brazilian cameras.
Real.
Definitely buy some cheap Brazilian cameras.
I've never been there, and I'm sure it's a beautiful place. But everything that I've read about the place and
messed
seen
up.
About the place is that it's a high poverty. There's like a lot of gang violence. And when like cops go into the neighborhoods to like, you know, police, they have to be ready for like an all-out firefight. Because everybody's got guns and they're, you know, they're sending pigeons and it's not the movies. It's like real life. Like this is how these people live when you have, you know, thousands and thousands of people in a small square footage or square mileage of area, you know, shit's going to happen.
You're going to say this. Have...
What's that movie?
I'm going to say this. I had no idea that you were this fired up about the Olympics.
Oh, he's passionate about it.
You're passionate.
You told me to come with the segment, bro.
I love it. I did tell you to come with the segment.
I told you it was Olympics time.
Olympics time. When does it start?
I think it could be so much cooler. I think the whole idea about it is like,
I love the Olympics.
Well, this was started in Greece, and this was like where you brought the people, and they came together, and they watched the events, and it was like, yeah, this is – you know, this is our 7 days or 14 days of celebration. They came there and it was like an event, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's over commercialized and people, you know, you have to stay up till 3 a.m. if you want to watch, you know, the men's skeet shooting or something.
Sure.
Or the
I
want to
watch
on,
that.
Or whatever.
I watch you know? That at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, totally. I get it. When I get into the Olympics, I get into the Olympics.
That's the cross country
skeet shooting. No, the biathlon. Well, that's the winter.
That's the winter one.
They should do that during the summer this year.
They should do it during the summer. Just get people on skis.
Who were the two guys in the 90s that went to the Olympics? Dan and Dave.
That was on MTV.
Dan and Dave.
They didn't qualify.
They didn't qualify.
They didn't qualify. That was a total.
We believed in this, guys.
We did. We really did.
We got to get Michael Phelps on the show because, like.
All right, call him up.
Let's call him up. Michael
he's
Phelps.
He's probably still listening right now.
Probably.
I mean, he's going. He's the he went to the most because he's going to this one. This
Five?
Is the most Olympics that anyone
qualified,
has ever gone to.
He's a superhuman, man. If they're gonna send somebody to Mars, send them to him, you know, or Aquaman. Send them to like, you know, if you're gonna bottle some dude's sperm, bottle his.
Think
That's
so?
All I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'm not. You know, hey, call me a prophet.
But what are his abilities really? He can just swim really fast.
He can swim really fast.
Can he like make like can he cook?
No. I mean, he does commercials for Subway. You know he can't cook.
True.
You know?
Maybe possible kid toucher too.
Yeah. Most people who go on those commercials are.
Jeez, think about that dude right now.
Oh.
You know?
Jared? What do you think he's doing? What do you think he's doing?
He's probably talking about the Olympics.
What do you think's been done to him?
In his cell right now, talking about the Olympics.
I can't wait to see that Olympics. All those little girls doing gymnastics.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's bad.
You're worse than him.
Getting beat up.
Our heroes have fallen. That's all I got to say. Our heroes have fallen.
That's the greatest part about him, though. That's why we have heroes.
How many people look up to that guy? How many overweight dudes? Yeah, how many guys who are a little bit overweight believed in Jared? And like Jared was like, you know, their hero for a while.
I mean, yeah, he was the guy who got skinny by eating shitty food,
right.
Fast food.
Right.
Yeah. So
well,
I imagine every
sex
like
with little girls.
Oh, well, yeah. That wasn't until later.
Did he actually have? It was just a picture. I mean, he just had a,
he had a
bunch
lot of pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah. He had a lot of pictures.
But no, he went places. He
like,
set
what?
He set things up.
Where'd he go?
Yeah. He had
Thailand.
Thailand, yeah, I think so. I mean, so you know,
what's that noise?
I don't know. That's Jared's.
Jared
taking off.
All right, real quick. This is the Dave and Giggles show. You're listening
Call
to Dave.
In.
That's me. Giggles is on the my phone here. We got Dylan in the room,
Hello.
And then we also got David Banner or Jordan from Beijing or Ohio, depending on the last he. Mentioned.
His last known address.
What's
your last known address? Like, where do you get mail? Do you have like a?
Yeah, Dayton, Ohio.
It goes to Dayton.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're a swing state, then you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
voting. Is that where you're gonna vote into? Yeah. That's a big state.
Yeah. Kasich won. Trump didn't win in Ohio.
So. Well, that's because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
People love him there.
Yeah.
Decent
a lot of
fellow.
People do.
Yeah. He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah. Weird.
A little weird.
Yeah. He's nice.
Yeah. He's a fine dude. Fine gentleman. Fine gentleman.
He's one of the few of those guys who had actually political experience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about Trump sending Chinese jobs, but like one of the biggest job suppliers in Ohio was GM, got shut down.
Mm.
And then a Chinese company came in and
figures.
And glass company. My uncle works there actually, which is, you know, it's great.
Did he always work there or when they came in?
Yeah, when they came in. He got laid off at GM and then came in and started working for the, it's called
Fuyao. So it was a big probably shift of people going from GM to the glass company.
Yeah, but I mean, they just came in, I think.
Did they make them take allegiance to communism?
I don't think so. My uncle's been acting a bit weird lately though.
Yeah. Ask him if he has read the manifesto.
Yeah.
Does he censor a lot of things you say?
Yeah.
He dings you often. Frequently dinged.
Frequently dinged questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. So you.
Are we...
Yeah, we have 10 minutes left. If we want to get a caller in, we can.
Someone should call.
If somebody wants to call us.
We've said a lot of very provocative things.
Sure, call. Yeah. Mention call something
tell
about
us
that.
We're stupid. Tell us we're wrong.
All right, you got your pen? 718-928-9732. 718.
That number again.
Go ahead, say it.
No, I was going to say it. 928? 9732.
Seven,
this is
one,
our
eight.
Third show, our third official show without a caller, I think.
Deb called last show.
I had a bill collector call. I had a bill collector call last show.
Did they call?
Student loans called last time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I got my credit rating the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
I think so.
Yeah. And so I did a lot of civic things. I got my credit rating, which wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then I got to do jury duty tomorrow.
I heard about that, yeah.
I got to do jury duty. It was terrible. Yeah, I never did that?
No.
I've done it once before, and I made it into a room where they try to, like, brief you on some kind of case. And in my particular case, there were three people that they wanted. Two people that they wanted, and there was, like, a group of 15. And then eventually they whittled it down to three, and I was one of the three. And this woman, there was a woman, like, plaintiff lawyer, and then a male defense lawyer. And she loved me. She wanted me to be part of this thing.
Yeah.
And because she wanted me so badly that the defense lawyer was like, there's something, I don't want him because she wants him too much.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so I didn't get picked, which was probably better off in the end.
It's an interesting aspect of the jury, like, court system.
What's your getting out of jury duty? Like, what do you go in there and say?
I have diarrhea. Can you say that?
Diarrhea?
You could probably say that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like the go-to. Yeah.
No, that's like how I get out of work every day. They call me on that.
It's true.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being on like the OJ?
That's 9 months.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's one thing that the ESPN covered a little bit better than the show.
Oh, yeah.
And they basically, they were stuck with those.
Sequestered.
They were stuck with those people in the jury because those were the only people that they could get.
But like, they couldn't
people
talk
who didn't
to each
have
other,
jobs,
yeah.
people who were like able to do this for 9 months, you know?
Do you get you get paid for that?
You get paid $40 a day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
It's not bad. It's nothing, but it's not bad if you're not doing anything else.
That's like the, that's the salary of like a New York City bucket drummer, I feel like. A Subway bucket drummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what you do. Yeah, it's pretty much the same as going
out. But you
got
to listen to testimony for OJ.
And then at the end go, I don't want to do this anymore. Just give him innocence.
Yeah, but then
let's get out of here.
Then you write a book. And
so should we do away with the like the jury system then? Maybe we should just have people who like are really super smart decide all this stuff, right?
I mean,
your peers. No. Like, who are these assholes?
That's not a good idea.
I don't know. I hate my peers. I can't stand my peers.
No, I can't stand my peers either.
I think my peers are all assholes.
They
are
a bunch
biased
of assholes.
And maybe get a machine to do it, you know?
Yeah,
like how they
so get like what was the machine that did Jeopardy?
Deep Blue or something,
no,
right?
No, that wasn't it.
No, the IBM one, right?
Yeah. What was his name?
It was like Blue Deep
no,
Blue.
No, it wasn't
Blue.
Deep Blue.
Right, well, listen,
somebody looked that up for me. it starts with an M.
Yeah. Oh, Watson.
Watson.
Yeah.
I said M, and you thought Watson.
Yeah, well, you flipped it. I inverted it. You were probably passed out like upside down when you thought about
point.
We should get a freaking machine to do it. I feel like.
Yeah, totally.
I don't trust humans.
I do not trust humans. I mean, they let OJ go.
Should get Google to start doing this.
Google, Wikipedia, something. Google should figure this stuff out. They got a stronghold on everything else in the universe.
That'd be pretty good.
Google justice.
Google justice.
I'm into it.
Google justice.
Google justice.
Crime.
iCrime
would be good. iCrime would suck. It'd be like 99 cent per juror. Yeah. There'd be all these hidden fees and updates constantly.
Update every week.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why we have not gone any like voting. Why can't we vote online? Why
American
do we have to go
Idol
somewhere? American Idol does it.
Yeah. It'd be so
online,
easy to just be like,
more Democratic.
It'd be so great.
You think it would sway Democratic?
Yeah, I think that's why they did that because it would swing Democratic and it'd be too hard left to.
But then so the isn't that more of a actual calling of what the people
real
are
representation?
Because
of what
basically you're
want.
Saying if we put this out as a voting online, then more people will vote.
But then which means that we'll get an actual better representation of what Americans think.
But then you have people that don't know how to use computers. And...
Well, there's the big thing about the what state and how many people they have and, you know, what inaccurate representations of different viewpoints in the country. Because like a state like Montana was like fucking what, like 100,000 people? They may all want to have guns and shoot stuff nonstop. And then who are we to say they shouldn't? And someone in New York, you know what I mean? So there's got to be.
I don't think there's any difference. We keep the same regulations.
The registrations.
We just vote online.
Yeah.
Like, so that'd be like a direct democracy then.
A direct democracy.
Yeah.
So I also
what the
think
Greeks really did.
That once a week, Obama or the president, whoever it is, should get online.
Fist fight.
And then just, have a fist fight or at least an arm wrestle challenge.
That would be great if there were just like certain bills that just kind of he drew up. Yeah. And it's like, here, I'm putting them online and you guys vote for it. And if it hits this mark, then it gets enacted.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Why not? Just a couple of them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Here and there, you know?
Do like American Idol. Just have people.
Simon Cowell should like have like a seat in government.
Him and Howard Stern, right? Yeah. Paulo, whatever.
That'd be fun.
That would
but
be
fun.
But
yeah, there should be some kind of direct... people should be able to act directly with the government in some aspect. That would be good.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah. You would think with all the technology now.
Exactly.
If they can, you know, they can hack in your phone and hack into your, you know, whatever.
Google search.
Everybody's all fired up.
Everybody's all fired up.
Emails. Come on.
Speaking of this, fired up. I'm reading the news right here. And it's getting me all.
You read the headlines and you get fired up.
I read the headlines. So these two guys from Alabama start a fire.
Okay.
They were camping on private property. Two guys from Alabama and this chick, they didn't extinguish the fire. And so the winds and the dry weather, like, you know, kicked up the ashes and the flames. And basically three homes have burnt so far. 2,000 people have been evacuated. This is in Boulder, near Boulder, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So these, you know, these hippies are smoking weed and camping in the, you know, the dry grass. They don't extinguish their fire. And then they cause this massive fire, which I can see from my house because it's, you know, still 100 miles away.
So let me get this straight.
Asshole. Yeah.
Are you blaming these fires on a bunch of pot smokers? Is that what you're telling me?
This is why I don't want a jury of my peers. Exactly. Exactly.
Goddamn.
Well, I can't say if they were actually smoking weed, but they look, the one dude's wearing like a camo. He's got a camo like cutoff shirt.
Well, yeah, like, that's like, what you wear out there.
He was smoking
weed. Yeah, well.
Smoking weed. Probably had a gun, too.
Yeah, and the girl that was with him has a cat.
I like. Cats. Let's boil this down real quick. You read the headlines. Give us a description of what you think the headline means, and then describe the picture that you're seeing to us as if that has meaning.
Well, it says, all right, here's the actual headline. It's from the Denver Post.
All right.
It says, two arrested for starting Cold Springs fire in Boulder County. More homes threatened.
Oh.
And it says 2,000 people have been evacuated as the fire grows. So this fire is still like, it's already destroyed like 600 acres, but it was by these like two people, you know, three people that were, you know, camping on private property where they shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
And they didn't properly extinguish the fire. That's why the fireworks are illegal in my city.
That's true.
Because it's a dry like desert. It's arid.
It's dry
you know,
out there.
People are drinking beers and, you know, letting off bottle rockets.
Right. That's why you pee
fire,
on a fire.
Yeah.
People need
so
to
these
pee
guys
on more
properly
fire.
Extinguish their fire. And, you know, shit's burning. So I'm just saying, you know, you got to be responsible for your actions.
I know.
And you can't trust your peers.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't trust your peers.
They can't even put out a campfire. No. How am I going to trust them to determine if someone was a murderer or not?
Good show. All right. This is the Dave and Giggles show. Thanks, Giggles. Thanks, Dylan. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for stopping
Jordan,
in.
Thanks. Yeah,
anytime.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Anytime.
Yeah.
When you're passing
hope
through
you
again.
Hope you don't get dinged.
Hope you
don't get
dinged over here.
Yeah, no one wants to get dinged.
I hope you don't get dinged.
Get dinged on the J train on the way home.
All right. We're going to bid you good night because we have like 10 seconds left. Good night, guys.
Later.
Later.